こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 157. Today in this episode, we will learn about stem word plus 始めます which means start doing something. Now let's go. In Japanese, to convey the initiation or conclusion of actions, it is essential to employ the verbs 始めます or 終わります。When expressing that an action A is commencing or starting, we should append 始めます to the must stem of virtually any verb. The expression verb stem word plus 始めます is used, but the expression verb stem word plus 始まります is not used. Just for a recap, 始めます is a transitive verb, which means,I start something. 始まります is an intransitive verb, which means something starts. So for example, the computer's condition started to worsen. Condition is 調子調子 So the computer's condition is パソコンの調子パソコンの調子 To worsen is 悪くなります悪くなります Started to worsen. So this will be stem word plus 始めます。
悪くなり始めます。パソコンの調子が悪くなり始めました。パソコンの調子が悪くなり始めました。
So we can use stem word plus 始めます。But we cannot use stem word plus 始まります。We cannot say, パソコンの調子が悪くなり始まりました。There's another expression, which is similar to stem word plus 始めます。This is stem word plus 出します。Now, what is the difference between stem word plus 始めます and stem word plus 出します? Both of these expressions can be used when you want to express that some action or phenomenon has started.The following two sentences are both grammatically correct.
雨が降り出しました
and 雨が降り始めました Both means it started to rain. The speaker rarely used verb stem word plus 出します when expressing the will to start something or to begin.Also, stem word plus 出します is hardly used when making a request for someone to start something. So for example, I will start studying when it's 9 o'clock. To become 9 o'clock is
9時になります。9時になります。
In order to say when, we will use conditional form. Let's use conditional form たら。
9時になったら。
To study is 勉強をします。So, stem word plus 始めます is
勉強をし始めます。9時になったら勉強をし始めます。
This means I will start studying when it's 9 o'clock. Here we are talking about the speaker's will. Therefore, we don't really say
9時になったら勉強しだします。
Another example. Because there's no time,Let's start eating first. There is no time.
時間がありません。時間がありません。
In order to say because, we have many expressions. Let's use plain form plus ので。
時間がないので。
First is
先に。先に。
To eat is 食べます。So start eating will be
食べ始めます。
And then let's is ましょう。So,
食べ始めましょう。
時間がないので先に食べ始めましょう。
時間がないので先に食べ始めましょう。
This is a request for someone to start something. Therefore, we don't really use stem word plus 出します。We don't say
時間がないので先に食べ出しましょう。
Now let's make some example sentence by using stem word plus 始めます。I will start eating. This is
食べ始めます。
食べ始めます。It started raining. To rain is 雨が降ります。雨が降ります。So stem word plus 始めます is 雨が降り始めます。Past tense is 雨が降り始めました。
My tooth started hurting this morning. This morning is
今朝。今朝。
My tooth hurt is
歯が痛くなります。歯が痛くなります。
So, stem verb plus 始めます is
歯が痛くなり始めます。
We will make this into past tense.
今朝、歯が痛くなり始めました。今朝、歯が痛くなり始めました。
I haven't started walking yet. Yet is
まだ、まだ。
This comes before a verb. To walk is
歩きます、歩きます。
Stem word plus 始めます is
歩き始めます。
In order to say haven't done something, we will use 手 form plus いません。So it becomes like this.
私はまだ歩き始めていません。私はまだ歩き始めていません。
I haven't started making dinner yet. Dinner is
晩ご飯 or 夕食。夕食。
To make is
作ります。作ります。
So stem word plus 始めます is
作り始めます。
Haven't started making. So we will change this into te form plus いません。
私はまだ夕食を作り始めていません。私はまだ夕食を作り始めていません。
So today we learn about stem word plus 始めます。This means start doing something.We cannot use verb stem word plus
始まります。
So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。